Welcome to the Fuller Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy at 6:27, London summer time. To coin a phrase, this was definitely a day of two halves. Based upon Tom Ridge's sort of announcement yesterday that there was a high likelihood of or there was highly developed plans for a terrorist attack on New York City. The Asian and European markets opened down and traded down for most of the day. But towards the end of the day, after the US open, things started looking up quite a lot. The FTSE 100 closed up, and a lot of the European markets made back some of their losses, but not any great deal. I think probably the DAX was probably the weakest of the lot of them, and I put up a chart of that in comment of the day. But looking at the US at the moment, the Dow is up 22 and the S&P is up 1.3. So those are looking quite healthy. And I'm just going to have a quick look at the S&P chart. I mean, that has been up the last 5 days in a row. So they are really looking like that they are going to sort of stay in those ranges that they're in. I tend to agree with David that the chances of them going back to test the top of the range, say the S&P around the sort of the 1140 to 1160 level, are fairly remote. But I'd say that 1120 isn't out of the order or out of the question at all. Looking at the currencies, the euro didn't do much at all today. It just sort of bounced around a bit. It's at 120.31 at the moment, which is less than a hundredth of a cent off where it opened today. The yen, on the other hand, is a different story. That closed today at 110.86, which is just down off the peak of a couple of days ago, which was at about 112 and a half. So that's probably going to well, that's looking a lot weaker than it was a couple of days ago. I know that a lot of people are looking at the December silver contract, and that had quite a mixed day today. It's at 667 at the moment, which is up quite a bit on the low of the day, which was at 657. Last time I looked at that, which was only 20 minutes ago, it was down around 660. So that is looking quite volatile. The high of the day was around 674. I would say that on David's baby steps, that has probably taken him out of one of his positions. He's probably hit one of his sell orders. I'll be talking with him probably later on this evening, so I'll be able to confirm that. But again, that is looking quite nice. There was, I mean, it's up quite a bit off the lows at the moment, and the strong action on Friday is quite encouraging. If the action in the last couple of weeks proves to be a first step above the base, this could be a very bullish signal. If it were to break above the highs of last week, I think they were at about 670. 678, 679, something like that. If it goes above that high, it will look increasingly like the first step above the base of that sort of trading range, because we had from sort of mid-April all the way along through June, that sort of sideways trading range. Then we went above the range, came back down to test the top of that previous range, and now we have some pretty encouraging action moving off the top of that previous range. So that could look like, well, it does look like that we might be looking at that first step above the base, and that is quite bullish for some very positive action in the coming months or so. Then there was gold. And gold had a mixed day in here today as well. Its high was at 394, but it's currently at 392, which is, I suppose, about it's about a third of the way up its range on the day, but that's still quite actively trading. Just going to look at some of the LME metals, and lead is trading at its mid price is about 866, which is down quite a bit from the high of the day, which was at 878. That sort of went, had a look at its, its highs last week around the 900 level, and it's sort of fallen back quite a bit from those. I think that those were, the sort of around the 920 level was quite psychologically important. Nickel is at 13,900, and that is down 50 from the high of the day. Oh, sorry, the bid was at 39, so the mid price is at about 39.50, so it's at about its high of the day. So just a quick look at that chart. Sorry for the delay. Yeah, that's more or less at the high of its day, which is, and it's actually above the open from yesterday, so that that's looking at the moment like that is looking like a key day reversal today. If it maintains where its price at the, well, I suppose it's probably closed at the moment, closed now, but that would be, that's definitely a key day reversal on the nickel. So that has come down an awful lot from the 16,000 level at the beginning of July. So that might be something to keep an eye on tomorrow. There hasn't been an awful lot of action below that sort of 14,000 level, so this might be an opportunity to get back in, but we'd have to see what happens tomorrow. Now, on the bonds, just pulling up the long bond, that I suppose based on the back of those terror alerts again, that really rallied very strongly this morning, and it's fallen back quite a bit. It's actually looking, it opened up, but it's a down day, so it's still above the close of yesterday, but it is actually a down day. And it's currently at 107 and 7:30 seconds, but its high was at 108.14, so its range of the day is over a point, which is really rather a lot. And that is looking, that's looking very much like sideways action. I mean, I know that David has been saying that he'd like to see them go a little bit higher so that he could short them, but it's very sort of choppy action at the moment. The JGBs are looking much better from that perspective. They're looking a lot weaker, and you don't have those sort of volatile whipsaw days which we've had in the U.S. Treasuries over the last couple of days. Just looking at the bunds. And bunds are sort of mirroring the treasuries. It opened up on the day, but it's actually down on the day at the moment. So again, very sort of whipsaw, sort of choppy action there. But what one thing that I have been looking at quite a lot has been the grains and the livestock. And what I'm trying to do at the moment is to create an overlay chart. And Bloomberg isn't being particularly helpful, so I'll have to do it in Excel. And hopefully, I should have that tomorrow for you. So I'll talk about that more tomorrow. If they're over the course of the month, I'll be doing comment of the day until the 25th of August, and then I'm off on holiday to Costa Rica. And David will be back on the 31st, which is a Tuesday, the day after our bank holiday here in the UK. If there's anything at all anyone would like me to dig up for them, or to find any charts, or to talk about, or to put up on the site, just drop me an email. And I'll do my best for you. But thank you for listening.